Congress is in the midst of ongoing negotiations over the Farm Bill, a multi-billion dollar five-year spending plan affecting farmers, rural communities, food assistance programs, conservation, and more. It's not clear whether lawmakers will meet the deadline just a few weeks away on September 30th. We're talking about the long journey to a new five-year omnibus spending plan that is the Farm Bill, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see changes to nutrition assistance programs? Are you a farmer yourself? What do you want to see in this year's Farm Bill that is the same or maybe different compared to the last bill back from 2018? Join in with your hopes, your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Meredith Lee Hill is a food and agriculture reporter for Politico. Meredith, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
I give a tiny taste of the scope of the Farm Bill. It's big. Can you spell out some of what is part of this every five-year-ish Farm Bill?
Right. It's very large. I mean, the Farm Bill is really the cornerstone of the food and agriculture sectors in the U.S., and it's one of really the few bipartisan reauthorization bills left in Congress. And as you mentioned, it normally comes up every 5 years. As you mentioned, it provides funding for everything from, you know, rural job development programs, food assistance programs for more than 40 million low-income Americans, as well as conservation programs, crop insurance, and other support programs for farmers. So this year, for the first time, the bill is expected to top $1 trillion in spending over the next 10 years. So it is a massive bill, and it's a very big lift in Congress.
And the biggest items in this, I look at charts, I see the food assistance. When it comes to dollar amounts, that is a really big part of this. How important is that?
Right. It's a large part of the Farm Bill. Actually, 80% of the Farm Bill is made up from nutrition programs, and the largest of that being the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which helps feed more than 41 million low-income Americans. And that program is really at the center of a big, larger fight on Capitol Hill right now. We saw it come up earlier this year in the debt ceiling negotiations between Democrats and President Joe Biden and House Republicans. House Republicans were able to pare back some of the eligibility around that program. And so that is one of the major fights coming up in the Farm Bill, is that, again, Republicans are looking to pare back spending on the program, especially after increases for food assistance during the pandemic that we saw over the past few years. Democrats are very opposed to that. They want to boost spending on nutrition in order to stave off some of the food insecurity that we saw grow during the pandemic.
And then let's turn to the farming side. Now, farmers get some benefit from those food aid programs because presumably people are using food aid to buy food grown by farmers. But when it comes to direct programs that directly affect farmers, what are some of the key items in the Farm Bill?
Right. Yes, obviously, farmers do get indirect benefits from the food aid programs, but other programs, especially some of the commodity support programs, some things like crop insurance, those are really risk management tools that farmers rely on when there's bad weather or other natural disasters that hit at any time for farmers. So there's really important farm programs in the Farm Bill as well that Republicans especially, but also Democrats in rural districts are very fierce supporters of and are looking to protect this year.
Now, in Congress right now, there's a defense appropriation bill, a lot of other spending bills. We just had this impeachment inquiry drop. Is there just so much going on in Congress that the Farm Bill could end up being on a back burner?
Right. I mean, we're seeing really the delays pile up this year. Right now, as you mentioned, there's a major government funding fight going on where lawmakers are racing essentially to stave off a federal shutdown on October 1st. So really all the oxygen on Capitol Hill is around the appropriations process, around this government spending fight. And so the Farm Bill has gradually gotten delayed more and more as the year has gone on. And it is unlikely at this point that there is a sliver of time, even before the end of the year, where either the House and or the Senate version of the farm bill might make it to the floor for a full floor vote. The committees are still working on the bills. They're hammering out conversations and talks around some of these big contentious issues. We mentioned the fight over nutrition funding, over some of the commodity support programs. There's big questions about a pot of nearly $20 billion in climate-related agriculture funds from Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act that goes for farm bill conservation programs. Republicans would like to move some of that money around to fill some spending gaps. Democrats are very opposed to that. So that's another big issue that they're working through as we face a September 30th deadline where some of the beginning programs of the farm bill expire. But really, the big cliff for the farm bill is the end of the year. And so lawmakers are going to have to decide in the next few weeks whether to work on a larger extension if they're unable to get anything done before the end of the year.
Yeah, if nothing gets done by the end of the year, and if somehow there's no extension, what happens to all these programs we're talking about? I assume they don't shut down. I don't know, maybe they do.
Right. I mean, there are there's a variety of things that happen. And one of the odd things about the farm bill is that if it's not reauthorized, a lot of the programs, especially around commodities, you know, row crops, things like corn, soy, those were actually revert to Depression era, like 1930s and 1940s laws. And that essentially impacts how much the federal government is buying of certain commodities and also the essentially the equation around some of the support that farmers get. And so really, it just throws all of those things into chaos a little bit. So in order to stave off that some of those, either the funding or the reauthorization problems, lawmakers are really committed to, if they are unable to get a full farm bill reauthorization done before the end of the year, they will likely, if there's another continuing resolution in Congress over spending, maybe in November, that's when they're going to decide if there's maybe a 1 year or a 2 year extension of the current farm bill.
Talking to Meredith Lee Hill, is a food and agriculture reporter for Politico, talking about the upcoming deadline for the multi-billion dollar five-year farm bill. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Does the farm bill affect you directly, or do you want to know if it affects you if you use or have used food assistance programs like SNAP or work with people who do? If you are a farmer yourself, if you rely on things like a federal crop insurance or subsidies for certain types of commodity crops, join in with your thoughts, your experiences, your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Politico food and agriculture reporter Meredith Lee Hill, looking at the federal farm bill, which Congress needs to sign by September 30th. Sounds like they probably won't. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about what the farm bill does? What is in it? Do you want to see changes to food assistance? One of the points of contention. How about agriculture-related carbon neutral efforts, climate change efforts? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Ross is with us in Middleton. Ross, hi.
Hi. The question I'm wondering about is if they know what kind of incentives assistance for smaller farmers, maybe in the organic farming area, and or like what might be thought of as sustainable farming.
Ross, thanks a lot for the call. As I understand it, Meredith, that has been in past farm bills. What might that include?
Right, some of the work that Democrats took on in their Inflation Reduction Act is that they really wanted to push more sustainable and climate-focused efforts into U.S. agriculture. And so some of the, there's a pot of nearly $20 billion in funding that will likely be brought into the farm bill that is for conservation programs that farmers use in order to capture carbon and other sustainable efforts. So that is one main piece of that. I will say on your other point of your question, for smaller farmers, I think that is a big emphasis this year for the Biden administration in particular. We've seen in past farm bills and a bigger argument from some of the progressive Democrats is that there are too many subsidies in the farm bill for larger farms, and really small farms need a lot of attention, especially in the upper Midwest. And so some of the programs that Republicans, and Democrats are looking at would boost assistance and especially for technical support and other efforts to help smaller farmers get USDA loans and other access to aid. That is something that they're looking to beef up in this farm bill.
Thanks a lot for the call, Ross, at 800-642-1234. Can you talk about some of the politics here, Meredith? I mean, often there are Democrat and Republican issues. This is also a case where, in reading your reporting, there are agricultural state and everybody else issues. How does that all play into this?
Mm-hmm. Of the politics on the Hill you're talking about?
Exactly, yeah, within Congress.
Right. It is an interesting, there's been an interesting change, especially in the makeup of the agriculture committees over the past few decades. Obviously, Democrats have lost their stronger foothold in rural districts. And so a lot of the rural districts, a majority now are represented by Republicans. And there are a few Democrats still in rural districts, but that really changes the priorities and the makeup of some of these efforts. And so Republicans, for the most part, are really interested in protecting production agriculture across the country and farm efforts there. And Democrats have, especially those in rural districts, are really interested in protecting things like crop insurance and all the commodity programs for farmers. But a large contingency of Democrats are in districts that no longer touch any farms. And so one of their bigger priorities is boosting food aid under the nutrition programs to make sure people in rural areas, but also in urban areas, get food assistance.
Now, the Senate will include some agricultural state senators, Democrats and Republicans, Wisconsin included. Are things moving any more smoothly or advancing more when it comes to the farm bill on the Senate side of things, or as opposed to the House, or is there just not a lot of action anywhere?
There's an awful lot of talk. The action is all. There's also some pretty big problems on the Senate side as well. The big issue there, as I mentioned before, is really Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, who I just talked to yesterday about this, is really trying to work through a lot of the funding challenges with limited new funds this year. And she's working very hard to keep some of these climate funds for agriculture programs where they are. But that also leads to a lot of other hard decisions about other farm programs and balancing that with all the nutrition programs that she also wants to keep whole. And so that's something that she is working through with the top Republican on the Senate Agriculture Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas. He's very interested in boosting commodity reference prices for farmers along with crop insurance. And so that is something that they're working through, but it has been quite a slog, and they are expecting not to have text out of their committee, like a full farm bill draft, likely until maybe November or later.
Talking to Meredith Lee Hill, food and agriculture reporter for Politico, looking at progress or lack of progress on the federal 5-year farm bill and how it affects people around the country, food programs, farmers, and a lot more. Are there people, Meredith, trying to lead an effort to sit down and get this thing rolling maybe by the end of the year? Is there any prospect that it seems like people will kick this into gear?
They are definitely talking as much as they can. Lawmakers, the top Republican and Democrat on both the House and Senate Agriculture Committee are in pretty frequent contact, talking through kind of the massive bill and all of the priorities that they have to get through. They have made some progress on looking at where they can plus up funds. Senator Stabenow and Bozeman recently asked Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to use some internal USDA funds to boost trade programs for U.S. agriculture exports abroad. And they think that might free up some money in the farm bill for, you know, some of the other efforts that they're trying to fund. So they are working through things. They're talking. And I think we'll see once we get through the government funding effort. We have to remember that the top Democrat on the Senate Agriculture Committee, Debbie Stabenow, is a member of Democratic leadership. So she's very mired in the government funding fight right now herself. And so I think once we get through October 1st, there'll be a chance for them to sit down with some more, hopefully, meat on the bones in these talks.
Meredith, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Meredith Lee Hill is a food and agriculture reporter for Politico. She talked to us about the ongoing efforts to pass a farm bill by the end of the year.